Welcome to Bytes by MSDN. My name is Brian Gorbett, and I'm here with Jeff Sinclair, co-founder of Zomo. So, Jeff, how you doing? How's everything?
Good, Brian. Thanks.
Oh, great, great. So tell me a little bit about what Zomo is. What do you guys do?
Oh, well, we do mobile applications for large events.
Okay.
So we've done official apps for some of the largest events in the world. We started in 2010. We did the official apps for the Olympic Games.
Okay.
Which was big success, lots of downloads. We won an award for it, the best mobile app.
Oh,
at the Canadian New Media Awards. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. So we've gone from there. We do apps for events around the world. And recently we just finished the South by Southwest official apps.
Oh, great. So you, I've used the Windows Phone app. It's great. But you don't just develop for Windows Phone. You do...
Yeah, we do cross-platform, pretty much all the popular platforms. We did an app for Windows Mobile for the Olympics because that was the platform at the time.
Right, yeah.
And yeah, we just recently did Windows Phone 7 for South by. So.
Oh, great, great. So tell me a little bit about that experience with the Windows Phone portion of it, because it, as we were talking, it didn't sound like there was a really long time to really complete it. So if
yeah, we were given 6 weeks to build it,
wow,
which is really not enough time. But we had a great group of guys on it, and it was a really fun platform to develop for because it's very different. They've taken a lot of steps to make it really easy to use, but it's really a clean, elegant interface. So we had to completely redesign our product to make it fit the Windows Phone 7 platform. But we're really happy with how it came out.
Yeah, so how did like the developers and the team that was working on the technical pieces of it, how did they find doing it besides just this new interface? The development of it, was it different? Was it? Did you have already folks that were doing Microsoft development on your team?
Well, our team had developed Windows Mobile previously,
yep.
So but it is quite, it's different, but I think it's a lot better, which is a great,
right.
I think it was a very good move to move away from Windows Mobile to Windows Phone 7 where the development cycles are easier.
Yep.
And our team had a lot of fun with it.
Sure. Oh, that's great. So were there specific resources that they were looking at or going out to? Because it is a new platform, so you'd imagine that they were, you know, probably just learning it as it was, you know, developing.
Yeah, I think we tried to look at what sort of best of breed apps are doing on the Windows Phone 7 platform, and we tried to take advantage of things like the panoramas. We really changed the way our app works to fit into that, but I think it's a really elegant design, and it's a fun platform to develop on.
That's great. That's great. Is there a future that you're already thinking about of other events that you're doing or considering for the platforms as well as Windows Phone?
Yeah. Well, for us, it really as the Windows Phone 7 gets more popular, we can definitely see it being something that is a standard product that we're rolling out to events around the world. And yeah, I think it's got a lot of promise. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So where's Zomo based? Where are you guys located?
We're based up in Vancouver, Canada. It's a hotbed for mobile development. We've got a lot of great resources there for we did usability testing for the South by Southwest app up in Vancouver at a lab there called Wavefront, which is a fantastic facility which has handset libraries and usability stations specifically for mobile devices.
Oh, great.
You can test different bandwidth and things like that. It's fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So the future's bright for Zomo, it sounds like.
Yeah, we've been doing all right. We get to have cool phones and get to travel around the world. It's not so bad.
That's great. That's great. So thank you so much for your time. And thank you guys for watching Bytes by MSDN.